Time for Joe Smith on a Tuesday morning, a post-holiday Tuesday. So that means we bring Joe in to wrap us up on a busy weekend of what has happened. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Morning, fellas. How we doing?
Good morning, Joe.
You and Keith don't get to spend much time together with our schedule, but here we are on a Tuesday morning, and obviously a huge weekend of high school football, of running, throwing, jumping, you name it, we had it, and putting the little white ball in the hole. South, they're pretty good at it with the girls there on the south side, Dustin Carver's crew, Joe, and they were in town at Cades, and Emma Fisher put her hat in the ring. She went low at Cades, and South as a team has their nose right in the middle of the girls' state golf race. Tell me all about it.
Well, you know, 3 days prior to last weekend, South invited the Cades senior Emma Fisher, who will walk on at IU for Clint Woolman, fired a 66 in a practice round, and then, when it counted, put up another 66, her career best, to lead the 19th-ranked South Panthers to third place. The top-ranked Evansville North won the invite, 10 shots better than South. Number 3-ranked Columbus North was second. Bloomington North was seventh, and team medalist was Kalina Abraham with an 81 there. But the South girls continue to score well and play well against the state's best. Number 2-ranked South held Franklin Central scoreless in the second half, capturing a 16-14 Conference Indiana opening win Saturday, a game postponed due to weather last Friday night. When it was all said and done, junior nose tackle Josiah Crane's safety was the difference in the third quarter. 50th meeting with North Friday night at Huff Memorial. Chalk talk with both Moe and Scott Bless at 6:30. Panthers ended North's string of four straight wins last year, 37-13. The Panthers are 3-0. The Cougs 1-2 after its loss at Columbus North, 42-6, held to only 161 yards of total offense. It is rivalry week this week. Black and Blue Trophy rests with Edgewood, ending an Owen Valley run of two straight with its 25-8 win last year. Series all squared here at 10-10. Owen Valley off to a 3-0 start. Edgewood 2-1 after its blowout of Cloverdale in our broadcast game. Five different Mustangs scored, including two each from Nick Mobley and Ian Coldren. This one will be at Patriot Field in Spencer Friday night at 7. Well, it was a Monroe County sweep at the Hoosier Cup this past weekend as North, 17th-ranked South, and Edgewood all won pool titles. The Panthers began the week 6-0-1. North is 6-3-1, and the Edgewood fellas 6-2-1. So good stuff happening for the fellas booting that ball around. Similar success for North and South girls at the Cup with individual pool titles. Cougars of Tony Stark, they're on a roll with four straight. With the three Cup wins, they now are 5-4 to start the week. Ian Rickerby South girls 4-3-1, but they did post back-to-back-to-back shutouts of Richmond, Jennings County, and Vincennes Lincoln. Eugene Kim South volleyballers won the bronze pool at the rugged Clarksville Providence invite. South finished 2-2. One of those losses, though, to top-ranked Indianapolis Cathedral. At the competitive Martinsville Artesian Cross Country Classic, the North girls second, the boys for third. Grace Williams was second overall in 1846. Sophomore Drew Warren led the fellows of Charlie Worth in a third place overall in 1612. Isaac Benz, who's a senior, was the sixth, while at the Lafayette Harrison invite, another strong field here as number 24 South. The boys finished fifth and the Panther girls sixth. Evan Franklin, a senior, for Larry Williams was third. He finished under 16 minutes at 15:48. Maddie McMullen was 18th to pace the girls. And Ken Heidinger's number 12-ranked North Tennis Cougs start the week 8-1. They lost its first of the year, but they lost to number 4 Jeffersonville 3-2. They bounced back and beat 18th-ranked Floyd Central 3-2. Number 1 doubles team of Zach Wisen and Jory Schaup unbeaten on the weekend. Edgewood, by the way, was seventh at the Crawfordsville invite. Well, head coach Kevin Wilson kicks things off with us tonight live from Yogi's. It is Sports Talk. A little bit later, Amy Burberry hops in with Sarah Stone, Marissa Borski. We'll talk Indiana women's soccer. They're off to a good start. And a little bit later, the Reds host the Pirates tonight. Pregame on the airwaves at 7 o'clock.
That's all we got. We haven't even touched the IU stuff. We'll get to that at 8:45.
Yeah.
We wake up here on a Tuesday morning and see the Cardinals still have a 5.5-game lead over the Pirates in the Central, even though the Cubbies beat them 9-love yesterday. It was one of the biggest shutout victories in that series in some time. The Reds beat the Pirates, Joe, so that hurts the Pirates' chances. Well, they'll still have a 2-game lead on the Cubs for the home game in the 1-game wild card. Biggest mover over the Labor Day weekend was no question the Dodgers. The Giants have been in a tailspin. The Dodgers now lead the West by 8.5 games. Big day at the U.S. Open today. Venus and Serena. There are 8 men and 8 women left, Joe. They're down to the quarterfinals. We'll see Novak Djokovic later tonight as well. So those are your two featured matches. Americans John Isner and Donald Young both out. That leaves no Americans in the quarterfinals for the fourth straight year at their Open Tennis Championship. How about that? Roger Federer moving on. Stan Wawrinka. To name a few there. What else happened in sports that we need to know? Ohio State played up Virginia Tech last night, and their former
trailed at halftime.
They did, 17-4. They should have been up 21-0. A holding penalty wiped out a play, and that gave Virginia Tech some momentum. But then Ohio State's defense knocked out the Tech quarterback, and Ohio State's former quarterback ran for a big touchdown, caught a big touchdown, and their Heisman Trophy running back had an 80-yard score, or Heisman Trophy favorite running back.
Yeah.
They got some weapons, Joe.
Oh, yeah. They're diversified.
First unanimous number one, and they backed it up by winning on the road. The forecast turns starting on Wednesday, which is tomorrow. 71 for a high on Saturday for an 8 o'clock kickoff against Florida International. Talk about two different weeks. Hopefully the same result for the Hoosiers. Indiana Joe, Kevin Wilson yesterday, not pleased with his defensive effort after watching the tape. Not nearly as buoyant as he was on Saturday after the game. But the good news, when you win 48-47, you're going to keep the team's attention all week long. And when your opponent had a big road win upset, that will help as well. And let's not forget about Friday, the big city battle, North versus South, the 50th meeting coming up Friday night, and the Colts opener on Sunday. I think we've got it covered, don't we?
I think we do, my friend.
Do you need another cup of coffee?
I do indeed.
So do I. Let's do this again at 8:45, shall we? All right, sounds great. Joe Smith, Tuesday morning. Time for Joe Smith, part two on a Tuesday. I know that sounds funky, but after the long holiday weekend, we've got to bring Joe in to wrap us up on all the busy happenings. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
How we doing?
Good. Pot two of coffee. How's that working out for you?
Delicious.
It's delicious. It still has a little bit of a Monday feel.
I make the best coffee out there, I'm telling you.
I know you do. But once we get through lunchtime today and realize it's Tuesday, I think we'll all feel a little bit better about things. And we've got a cool program for you tonight, as always, Sports Talk Live at Yogi's. And we'll talk to the head man from IU football. His victory, Joe, I think that's the important angle from Saturday's game. Yeah, 600 yards are too many. Yeah, he's not going to be ever happy with that defensive performance. But as I mentioned earlier this morning, if it's one of 6 wins this season, I don't think too many people are going to be that upset about it. Is there room for improvement? Of course there is. But the Hoosiers start the year off 1-0 in football.
Well, you know, our Labor Day meet with Kevin Wilson Monday again revealed the head coach's displeasure with the defensive showing in the season opening win over SIU, calling it not acceptable. Coach Kevin, well, he talked about structure and preparation by his staff, not close to where he wants it or needs it to be. That's how game week began for Florida International, coming in Saturday night, 8 o'clock. Wilson told us he doesn't have all the answers, but he does know how he wants the defense to look. He wants a change. It's not that the players aren't buying in. The buy-in has been good. As coach told us, defense is trained reaction. The game itself isn't choreographed. The theme basically to his staff, get comfortable being uncomfortable. Don't go out there into the game thinking that you have all of the answers. Adjust. Well, the Hoosiers did. Some. After a woeful first 30 minutes, they pitched a third-quarter shutout, 17-0, and forced 2 turnovers and got themselves back into the ballgame and eventually won. And winning is key, especially kicking off a new season. Wilson, though, wants change. He wants growth as we move into week number 2, because Saturday night there's a strong challenge awaiting. Coach Kevin, by the way, joins us tonight, kicking off Sports Talk. We'll be live from Yogi starting at 6. Todd Yeagley, 16th-ranked Hoosiers, had a great Labor Day weekend. Come from behind win against UAB. The shutout Number 24, South Florida, 2-0 in the Mike Berticelli tournament up at Notre Dame. Tanner Thompson, Grant Lillard, and Francesco Moore, a freshman, selected to the all-tournament team. Indiana, the fellows open up the Big Ten at Penn State this weekend. Jesse Bojovic, along with Veronica Ellis and Kayla Smith, all tournament at the LSU Stomp in the Swamp invite for the women. Amy Burberry's crew split a pair of games. Amy, along with Sarah Stone, outstanding goalie, and Marissa Borski, who is a strong defender, will be joining us also as part of Sports Talk tonight. IU opened the cross-country season, taking first place in both the men's and women's races out of the Champ Course. Brianna Johnson won the women's race, and Owen Skeet was home first in the men's 8K. And by the way, three former Panthers, Bloomington South grads, Kyle Burks, Mark Chandler, Carl Smith, 7th, 8th, and 10th, respectively, for Ron Helmer. Sherry Dunbar-Gruzan's volleyballers won 2 of 3 at the Delta Zeta Classic out in San Marcos, Texas. They're 4-2 on the year. They're home to the Hoosier Classic this weekend, the home opener at UGym. Cal beat IU in field hockey 2-1. Amanda Janney's crew come home for the first time to face Miami of Ohio Friday afternoon. They finish 1-2 on its West Coast Labor Day swing. Reds, Pirates, pregame tonight, 7 o'clock.
And the Reds and the Pirates played last night, Cincinnati winning, Joe, 3-1. We told you the Reds are going to factor in the NL Central race, not as playoff spoilers, but spoilers in the sense that they play those teams enough. And if teams fall asleep, hey, the Reds, the guys still play for money, Joe, and they're going to get, they'll get everybody's attention. 3-1 winners yesterday. Cubbies beat the Cardinals 9-0. That's one of the biggest shutouts in that series in some time. The Cardinals remain five and a half ahead of Pittsburgh, 7.5 ahead of the Cubs. All three of those teams are in the playoffs. If it starts today, it's just going to depend on who hosts that one-game wild card, whether it's in Pittsburgh or in Chicago.
I think the only, you know, obviously the only two races we have, I mean, we could talk about these scenarios, is the AL East, Toronto and the Yankees, and also in the West between Houston and Texas. Texas trails by 2, so really those are the only two divisional races that, you know,
yep, the Dodgers have won 8 of 10. The Giants have lost 8 of 10. That's why the Giants are now, what, 8.5 back? Unbelievable. That was that was 2.5 games 10 days ago.
No pitching.
No, well, that's when you run out of that. And if you can't hit on those days, not bad. NFL football kicks off. Are we doing the Thursday night game, Joe? I got to look that up and see if we're going to do the kickoff.
That is a good question.
To Thursday night. I will look that up and get back to that. We know the Colts go on Sunday, noon in Buffalo. Bob Lamy and the Colts Veteran Radio Network. Week number one against the Bills. Colts had the final roster put together over the weekend. Well, that's going to fluctuate a little bit. They can bring guys in and out of the practice squad and whatever. Daniel Heron lost for the season after getting injured in that final preseason game. He is done, and sadly for the Colts, Arthur Jones, a defensive tackle, is having season-ending ankle surgery. So not good there. Colts missing some players on that. And, again, we'll have all tomorrow night to get you ready for Colts football, Indiana football. Dave and Glass with you in the zone. And we'll see you tonight live at Yogi's, the corner of 10th and Indiana, with Coach Wilson and Coach Burberry. Busy night for Hoosiers.
Looking forward to it.
Sounds good. We'll get caught up with you this evening, and then we'll do Reds baseball tonight and tomorrow. And we'll tell everybody. No one's going to forget this one, Joe, the 50th meeting of North and South from the South Side coming up on Friday night.
7 o'clock kickoff.